we had voted unanimously in a past board meeting to be supportive of the point set forth by the Tampa Bay Partnership, and we did that in a board meeting. I believe that was our September board meeting, and in that document, it was supportive of a light rail plan that took into account a regional approach, meaning one that ensured that as Hillsborough County, knowing that Hillsborough County would probably have to lead the way for our region, that it would fit into the regional plans of our surrounding counties. And we've been supportive of that plan since then. So our meetings with the county commissioners was simply to encourage them and let them know that we voted for that unanimously and that we really thought they should support it as well.
And part of that proposal is placing a referendum on next November's ballot, which would increase the sales tax by up to a penny. Is that right?
Correct.
Some people might see a little bit of contradiction between a Chamber of Commerce, a business group, asking for a referendum to increase the sales tax. How would you explain that?
Well, I don't see it as a contradiction because in business, you often expend money to invest in future growth. And I think that's what we're doing in this case in supporting a 1 cent sales tax. We are hoping that it's invested in a system that will help our region grow, and both primarily two reasons. The typical a rider who uses the system on a daily basis would no longer have as much cost that using a vehicle, whether it be gas, maintenance, taxes, insurance, etc. So that's a benefit to them, even though they might be paying a sales tax for that. Even though they might be paying a tax, it's offset by their cost for the vehicle. Those people that would continue to use their vehicle in a like manner that they do so now would see a lower cost of operating that vehicle because the traffic should be reduced. And in addition, a 1 cent sales tax to help build this system and operate it is a wonderful job creation method and really shouldn't help alleviate some of the up to 12% unemployment we have in our community.
What is the chamber or what will the chamber be doing to encourage either the commission or the public to support this 1 cent sales tax?
We will be acting as an educator and convener, if you will. We've already begun doing an education process with our membership, especially our board. This summer we held 5 different one-hour meetings, bringing in all the various representatives of the groups trying to get the rail plan started. And that was a wonderful experience. We had probably over the course of the 5 meetings, several hundred people attend those events where they learned, what the MPO's part of this was, what T-BART's part of this was, what HART's part of this was. So that would be the first thing. The second thing is to be a convener. We are helping to organize a meeting on Monday out at the Crown Plaza in Sable Park to where the mayor of Charlotte's coming in to speak to us. So we're helping to convene that meeting so people can learn about what Charlotte's experience has been over the last few years in getting their rail up and started and how, you may or may not know this, but they actually had a problem where they got the rail started, the first leg done, and there was an attempt to put a ballot initiative back on the ballot to stop it in its tracks. And so, we learned a great deal from that because we want to make sure that once this thing gets started, we want to continue to educate the public and our membership that this is, just the beginning and that there's a long road here before we build out a system. This meeting on Monday is being held also in conjunction with the Brandon Chamber and the Tampa Bay Partnership. But again, so we would act as a convener in that realm and as an educator to our business clients.